All right. Welcome in to Toilets to Titles. Well, no, this isn't Toilets to Titles. This is a Dash of DFS episode number 5. It is a Toilets to Titles production. All right. I wish I could go back. Maybe I'll do that in post show. I'll cut that out. But this is a Dash of DFS. This is episode number 5. It's week number 4. We are here. Like, it would be the quarter mark for the season. But it isn't, because they went and made 17 games. So now it's a little more complicated. So we can't just have a – and I like clean, like odds, evens. And, you know, we don't have any evens here because it isn't the quarter mark. But it is week 4. So I hope everybody's excited with me this evening. My man, Dirty Jobs himself at Dirty Jobs 21. Mike D, what's cooking?
What is happening, man? Just another fun Thursday night, week 4. I can't believe we're already speaking of week 4. That blows me away. I'm pretty sad already, because that means we're that much closer to week 17. But I'm excited, dude. This should be a pretty good game tonight. Jacksonville and Cincinnati both have pretty mediocre defenses, so should be some decent scoring. I think Trevor Lawrence might get some stuff done. I'm pumped. I'm ready to watch some football.
Man, you ever watch Trailer Park Boys?
I never have. No, I've heard a lot of people tell me I need to, though.
Oh, man, you got with the mustache and with the new buzz cut, you got a sexy Julian thing going on, man. I think you dig that. You got to go check out Trailer Park Boys.
That's awesome. I will definitely have to check that out.
Julian's a good dude. You'd like him. All right, with me as well, to my right, if you are watching at home, all right, we have season-long guest Joe Arachi at Drop the Leash JC from Two Tickets to Fantasy. Joe, how are we doing this evening?
Week 4, man. Ready to rock and roll. And real quick, I got to represent Springfield Indian AHL hockey throwback shirt, because they're the Thunderbirds now. And real quick, Snoop Dogg wore this jersey in his Gin and Juice video. To this day, nobody in our area understands how the hell he found it, because we're talking AHL hockey. Gin and Juice, Snoop Dogg. He's rocking out a Springfield Indian team.
Right. So this is a local team to you that...
Yes, American Hockey League, Springfield, Massachusetts, a storied minor league hockey history. And they've bounced around like the Islanders and the Whalers as far as who they support. But yeah, so I thought fun fast fact.
Snoop Dogg, and that ties it into current events, because they just announced that Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, Eminem, and Kendrick Lamar are going to be performing at halftime of the Super Bowl this year. Where is the Super Bowl this year? Is it Vegas?
L.A., I believe, right?
Oh, it's L.A. Okay, yep. So it's in L.A. All right, that makes sense. So we need Ice Cube needs to be out there too. Mike, I think you said that in the chat. If he's, you know, out there, California, I think that would tie it all in pretty clearly. But all right, guys, this week we got a lot of work to do. Before we get into that work, I want to let everybody know you can find us on Apple Podcasts. We're on YouTube, Podbean, Facebook. We have 2 pages. We're on Spotify. However you're listening, go check out our YouTube channel, hit the like button on the current episode, and subscribe. If you subscribe and hit the bell, you'll be alerted every time we go live. And I'm telling you, we go live a lot. We have a lot of different shows, from our weekly show on Tuesday nights. We have 2 shows Wednesday, one in which Joe knows, he recaps last week's games. And then after that, we got a Dollars to Deuces, which is a gambling show. Thursday night is us with the Dash of DFS. Saturday, we got Down Under Dynasty with our Australian friends, Matt and Ben, and they're talking about Dynasty Fantasy Football and how the season is affecting that. And then Sunday mornings, Joe recaps the Saturday night college football slate, and then he talks about the Sunday NFL slate. And then Mike here, he's with Justin and Alex. They have the Blitz after that, where it's a call-in, type-in, start, sit, question-asking show. So we have you covered. I'm telling you, subscribe to the show on YouTube, hit the bell, be alerted, and join us, man. We already got 2 comments in here. Who's in the episode? Oh, we got Steve, Uncle Steve's in here. Uncle Steve, we got Jeff Macchia.
Jeff is the other half of 2 Tickets to Fantasy.
All right.
Yeah, right on.
All right, so he came in to see the production value. How are we going? We get a little raunchy here, Jeff. So,
Dollar to douches.
Yeah, that's the late night Wednesday night show, all right? That's what they call us when we lose them money, all right? So it's Dollars to Deuces when we're winning you money, but that's what these guys get called when they're losing you money. But luckily, they haven't been losing. They've been hot. So go check out Dollars to Deuces Wednesday night. All right, check out toiletstotitles.com. at the end of this episode, we talk about, we let you know what lineups we're playing this week. We got two FanDuel lineups and a DraftKings lineup. We put that in a doc. I throw it on toiletstitles.com so you can check it out. So you don't have to write it down. You know, if you're coming up and you're getting ready to do it, you go check out that doc. Also, all of our start sits, you know, I have a start sit article goes up there. Alex has one. We have a weekly wrap up, tons of stuff over at toiletstitles.com. Check that out. Want to get into some quick content before we move on to some more formalities, and then we'll get into the main show. Thursday Night Football is coming up. We want you to know what players you need to put in your lineup. Joe, let everybody know what players they have to put in their lineup this evening.
So, you know, I think we all know that Mixon is set up to have a nice night, as is Chase. But, you know, for me, from a value perspective, I'm really looking at Tyler Boyd this week. With Higgins out, Boyd's already got 15 targets the last two games. I expect him to be the security blanket, get a lot of those Higgins targets that he would normally get. So I'm looking for Boyd to have, you know, close to double-digit catches, and hopefully he'll get in the red zone. But I think that Cincinnati offense is going to have a productive night fantasy-wise for sure tonight.
Hell yeah, that's 6,100 on FanDuel. Last week, Thursday night, I paired Sam Darnold and DJ Moore. And that worked very well for me. So I'm going to tell you right now, my lineup, this is a sneak peek. I got Joe Burrow, and I'm stacking him with Ja'Marr Chase. On DraftKings, Burrow is at 5,900, which is pretty damn cheap. And Ja'Marr Chase is at 5,900, which is also pretty damn cheap. Like, they're not, you know, for a quarterback, that's low. For a wide receiver, that's about, you know, lower, like mid-tier two. But I'm taking that, man. So those are the two guys I'm throwing in my lineup. It's worth a shot, right? Let's roll. We're riding. We have a segment called Ride the Wave. I'm riding the Thursday night stack wave. It worked last week. I plan on it working this week. Everybody, please go check out our Patreon, patreon.com/toiletstitles. We have three tiers. Tier one is $3 a month. Get you into our group chat on Discord. 24/7 access to the guys at Toilets the Titles, all 13 of us. You got start sit questions, trade questions, lineup questions. Throw it in there. $3 a month supports the show and helps us help you. Tier two is $5 per month. It gets you into that group chat as well. Get you access to the waiver wire episodes that we all work on. Again, all 13 of us, we work on it throughout the week. Justin records an episode Monday, right after Monday Night Football, and sends it out to you. So Tuesday morning, you wake up in your email, waiver wire episode. So you get to put in those waiver wire claims. Like, and we don't just put four or five in there. It's not like just the obvious guys. We're deep diving. We got tons of options. Like this week, we got Colin Johnson in there. I suggest you pick up Colin Johnson. I like how he looked this week. If Kenny Galladay gets banged up, he already out. Like, he had more targets than Kenny Galladay this week. I think he had 7 and Galladay had 4. Galladay, he's got injury history. And Colin Johnson can slip right in there. It also needs to be known, Colin Johnson hasn't played with Daniel Jones very long. He was out the first 2 weeks. He was in Jacksonville prior to that. He comes in right away and gets 7 targets. So that's the type of deep dive stuff I'm talking about. $5 a month gets you that. Get you into the group chat and get you into Frankenstank next year, which is our listener league. It's a lot of fun. Tier three, $10 a month. Get you all of that. Get you free entry into Frankenstank and get you one-on-one roster analysis from anybody at Toilets to Titles. So the formalities are done. We can have some fun. Mike, time to take that Gandalf staff, slam it down, or just take that number one Denver finger. Slam that down. Let us know. You shall not pass. What quarterbacks are you fading this week?
That was for Lamar Jackson, because Lamar Jackson, you're going to go get shut down this weekend by that Denver defense that has just been crushing everybody. I mean, they haven't allowed more than 7 points in a game yet. These guys are on fire. They're winning with Teddy Bridgewater. Hell, they could probably win with me back there, because I think all I got to do is get it to Gordon a few times, score a touchdown, and they're good to go. They'll seal the deal after that. So I don't really like Lamar Jackson this week, although that's a really tough sit, a really tough fade for a lot of people. I'm not in on Baltimore. I think they're just going to get crushed by Denver. And then my other one is Dak Prescott versus Carolina. I think Carolina defense is really on fire right now. I'm firing off on all cylinders now. That said, so was Dallas, but I feel like Dak Prescott is worth the fade this week. I think you'll see a little bit more production out of Ezekiel Elliott, but I don't really see a whole lot of points being scored in that game. So those are my two guys that I'm jumping out on.
I got a sneaky suspicion it's a Dak week, because we've had, you know, Dak was hot week one, and then it was 2 weeks where the running backs carried us. I got a sneaky suspicion. I know everything is telling us Carolina, I think, is number one against the pass and number one against the run. So, like,
yeah, they've got a really solid defense.
They're killing it. But I just, yeah, you know,
they haven't
just
released the real offense yet, have they?
Mm. Yeah, that's also somewhat true.
Right. We'll see. But I understand where you're coming from, and at the price range, you know, but I just have a sneaky suspicion it might be a Dak week. All right, my non-quarterback fades of the week. I got Najee Harris at Green Bay, going for 6,800. After allowing Alvin Kamara to score 17 PPR points in week one, the Packers' defense has stiffened up. No running back has topped 40 rushing yards versus Green Bay in the last 2 weeks. And Green Bay will likely stack the box in this one. And I think they're going to try to threaten them by stuffing the run and being like, hey, try to beat us with Ben's arm. Because Ben, I mean, every week they've had one receiver who's done well, but then the other guys just haven't done much. So I think they're going to try like, hey, Ben, beat us. Because there's no way they're going to keep up with Aaron Rodgers by throwing the ball. The best thing they can do is try to run the ball, eat some clock, and then try to keep Rodgers off the field, which they're not going to be able to do. The Packers are going to shut them down. I think Jaire Alexander, he'll likely shadow Chase Claypool, you know, the jump ball wide receiver they have there, and they need a jump ball wide receiver if Ben wants to produce because he's just chucking the ball up there. So it's going to be a lot of dump offs, and Najee Harris is going to get shut down next. Saquon Barkley at New Orleans, 6,700. Last week, all three of us were on Quan, and it worked out. We were pretty right there. This week, I'm saying Quan had a bounce-back performance last week against the Falcons, but has a tough road ahead against a very stingy Saints rushing defense. There's yards to be had, but they're going to be tough yards, and those aren't the yards Saquon Barkley looks for. He likes the easy yards. He likes to make you miss. He likes to juke. He likes to cut. He doesn't want to run up the middle. You know, he doesn't want to fight for extra yardage, and that's what he's going to need to do if he's going to produce at New Orleans. I just don't see it happening, so those are my two non-quarterback fades for the week. Now, guys, we are paying up for. Joe, who are the players you are paying up for this week?
Yeah, this is pretty cut and dry. Cooper Kupp, I mean, it's just getting better and better and better.
It's Cooper Kupp's world, man. We're just living it.
It really is. He's 7,800 on DraftKings this week. They're playing home against Arizona. It's just going to be, there's going to be a lot of points. There's going to be fireworks. It's going to be a phenomenal game. Can't wait to watch it, but I expect Kupp to go off once again. And then real quick, one more, Travis Kelce. The Chiefs have kind of put themselves in a must win.
Yeah.
Hill and Kelce were pretty much 1A and 1B last year. This year so far, Hill's been a little weird. Kelce is still consistently getting his yards and targets and catches. So in a must win, Mahomes has got to get down to business. Got to believe that Kelsey's got a nice week coming to him against the Eagles, no less.
I love it. Mike, who are the players you are paying up for this week? You're muted.
It's my turn through the ringer this time, yeah. Darn it. I have David Montgomery versus Detroit. I think Detroit stinks, and Demont should have actually a pretty feasty day. I don't really see Fields doing a whole lot yet, so they're going to have to lean on that guy quite a bit more. I'm paying up for Calvin Ridley versus Washington. Washington's just been hemorrhaging points to wide receivers.
For real.
Although the wide receiver one hasn't been as good. I do also like Cordarrell Patterson in this matchup, but I'm paying up for Calvin Ridley in my lineup. And then Derrick Henry, man, versus the Jets, who were just giving it up to the run, and you're giving it to Derrick Henry, who's the running back master. He's 10,200 and I'm paying for it and I'm loving it. I'm very excited to pay it up.
You think Zach Wilson like finally finds the end zone this week or what?
I think he does. I think he had some really tough matchups to start the year out. Yep. And I think we're going to get to see him like a little bit more relaxed in the situations right now and get out there and do a little bit better. I think that's going to be a pretty mellow game right there.
I live in New York and I'm not a Jets fan. I'm not a Giants fan, but I know a lot of Jets fans who are disheartened by the way the Jets have looked to start the season. They think it's just, you know, rinse, repeat, get a quarterback, get beat up, get a quarterback, get beat up. Like they just do that. But I don't know. It feels different to me from the outside looking in. I like Zach Wilson. I like Salah. I like some of the pieces they brought in this year. Like, I feel like they can build off it. And I would like to see them have like a few successful weeks to try to raise the morale around the team. And hopefully Zach Wilson has a decent outing because he's been getting his butt kicked, man.
Well, real quick, as a Giant fan, I'd rather be a Jet fan right now. Because we're on year three of this going on with Daniel Jones and multiple coaches and everything else. The Jets at least have their quarterback. I think we all believe he can be that guy. It's a matter of cleaning up the rest of that franchise and roster and organization. But I'd rather be the Jets than the Giants right now, and that's pretty sad to say.
Man. All right, Jeff is asking us, what are our thoughts on Kansas City picking up Josh Gordon? I'll tell you what I said the other night on Toilets of Titles Tuesday night. I'm just so over Josh Gordon. And not like in a negative way, like I don't have patience for the things he's done and, you know, getting kicked out of the league. No, no. Like I hope the best for Josh Gordon. I hope he comes in. I hope he stays sober. I hope he stays on the clean and narrow. I hope he does well. But personally, I didn't claim him at all. I want nothing to do with him. Like, I'm just like, and maybe that's lazy, because if we're playing fantasy football, we're trying to win money. We're trying to win. We got to reach through all the doors we can to try to load up our roster. But I've seen enough of it. I don't think
I grabbed him everywhere I possibly could. And if you ask me why, I'll tell you, because if you look at what Patrick Mahomes is doing in almost every single game, he's trying to find that third outlet, that third comfortable position,
right?
Piece. He can throw it to Kelce every play, and Kelce will catch the ball.
Do they miss Sammy Watkins?
I think they might miss Sammy Watkins. Yeah, I think, but although I don't really think Sammy Watkins was that guy, but I feel like Josh Gordon can definitely come in there and be that guy, like that Robbie Anderson, where he comes out, flashes, gives you that. I mean, playing him is boomer bust dependent, and it's always going to be in my flex position, and it's only if I am on bye weeks and have certain situations until I see something further on him. But, I mean, the way that team operates and the way Patrick Mahomes operates, I really feel like this could be a good fit, because they need that wide receiver, too, on that team that they just don't have in DeMarcus Robinson or Mecole Hardman. And I really, honestly, I mean, I thought Mecole Hardman was going to shine this year. I thought this is going to be his year. And if you watch him and DeMarcus Robinson are getting the targets, they're just not reverting him into catches. Yeah.
So real quick, just because we have, from a league perspective, coach says no, you say yes, I'll take it. I'm not too excited about Gordon from a league perspective, but from a DFS perspective, right, I feel like I'm hoping he gets to the point where you need a $4,500 wide receiver on DraftKings, and, you know, he's worth a shot where he's getting those every once in a while, breaking a big play. I don't think he's ever going to get 10 targets a game there, but why can't he go 3 for 75 in a touchdown, maybe a little DeSean Jackson type number stat?
That's what I compared him to Tuesday night, DeSean Jackson, the way he is in L.A., where they got their bread and butter between Woods, Cup, Van Jefferson, but every now and then they're going to take 4 or 5 shots a week to DeSean Jackson. And I could see Kansas City. I mean, I'm sure they're hoping he's a little more than that, but from a fantasy football perspective, I feel like that's what he's going to be, like a home run threat. So yep. You got 3 different thoughts on Josh Gordon. So you choose which one you prefer. All right. The guy I am paying up for this week, Joe said Travis Kelce. I'm going with another tight end, man. Darren Waller at the LA Chargers, 7,100. And this one's a personal thing. I'm just sick and tired of buying low at tight end this season and having that be the thing that comes back and bites me in the butt. I've submitted some like really solid lineups. I'm getting 20 points, 25 points. The fire emoji is above all my players. And then I'm starting Dallas Goedert or like somebody I'm expecting to have a decent game, and they're just stinking. You know, I feel better in finding a diamond in the rough at wide receiver than I do at tight end at this point. So I'm paying up for Darren Waller. I'm solidifying that position, and I'm looking elsewhere to buy cheap. So Darren Waller is going in my lineup. Now, guys, let's talk about riding the wave. Let's get our surfboards out. Let's ride. All right. These are players that are on a hot streak that we are playing until they cool off. And I got 2 for you this week. My first one is Ja'Marr Chase. Chase has found the end zone in each of his first 3 games in the NFL. He's hot. I'm riding it until he cools off, man. This could be a Justin Jefferson-like season where he just keeps going up. So I'm putting him in, man, especially tonight against the Jaguars. Like, this is a primetime game. He knows that the whole nation is watching him. Him and Joe Burrow are going to go off. And then my second guy is Cooper Kupp. This is pretty obvious. Joe talked about him. I had him riding the wave last week with Cooper Kupp. This wave just keeps getting bigger, man. It's becoming like, what is it, a tsunami? That's the big one. If I could nickname Cooper Kupp right now about riding the wave, it would be Johnny Tsunami. If you know that Disney Channel show, that's what I'm going to start calling Cooper Kupp, man. Because this wave is getting bigger and bigger. I'm riding this dude, man. He's the wide receiver 1 by a wide margin. You go to a PPR league, look at scores, look at the wide receivers. I think the next closest guy is like 20 points below him. So he is crushing it. So I'm riding the Cooper Kupp wave. Now, speaking of waves, we're getting off of them. And we're moving on to players that we think are going to bounce back this week. Mike, I'm going to let you start, man. Who is your bounce back player of the week?
So I've got Matt Ryan coming in against that. You're going to see probably.
I need it, man. I have Matt Ryan everywhere, and he's killing me. Trade him last year. Nobody wanted him. I had to hold him, and he's killing me.
Oh, man. Well, you're going to like him this week, I think. The Washington football team loves giving it up to the quarterback. You're going to see this is going to be a common theme in everything I do this year. I'm going to pick on that Washington football team until they can figure out a way to get past that passing game, because they're just letting it go and letting it go and letting it go. So until then, I'm going to pick on them. I feel like Matt Ryan at 6,700 is a steal, and I think he's going to have a huge week, Coach. So you don't worry about it. You just listen to Dirty Jobs. You get that guy lined up, and you're going to thank me later.
Man, I've been like grasping at straws for my quarterback too. I got Mahomes in one league. I got Ryan and Zach Wilson. And I've been bouncing back and forth between the two, and it's been
killing that's rough.
Me. It's killing me. I'm 2-1, luckily, in that league, but it's not looking good unless one of either Wilson or Ryan steps up. Joe, who is your bounce back player of the week?
Yeah, I'm looking at running backs this week, as I was disappointed in some of the running back performances we saw last week. So I'm looking at two guys, both Mixon and Nick Chubb. Both had good yardage last week, but no end zone for either. So they were both in the single digits. We've already talked about how we feel about the Bengals and Mixon tonight against Jacksonville. And I'm feeling the same way for Cleveland and Chubb on Sunday. So both those guys moderately priced for who they are. I think these are a good week to jump on those two.
All right, my bounce back player of the week is Jonathan Taylor. I think we already discussed him a little earlier. He's 6,300 on DraftKings, which is running back 14. So he's a high end running back 2 on DraftKings. Jonathan Taylor was running back 37 week 3 and running back 43 week 2. This week he'll be facing a Dolphins team who allowed Peyton Barber to run through them for 111 yards and 23 total PPR points. So that to me just sounds like Jonathan Taylor is going to cook. Right, so we say let Russ cook, let Jonathan Taylor cook this week. So I'm riding him. He's my bounce back player of the week. Joe, who's your diamond in the rough, man? Who's the low ownership play that people should be putting in their lineups?
Yeah, it's amazing how things change so fast, because last year this guy was up and coming all year fantasy-wise, but I'm going with Brandon Ayuk in San Francisco. He was kind of mysteriously benched or had some sort of the discipline going week one. He was held scoreless from a fantasy perspective. But then last week in that game against Green Bay, 6 targets, 4 for 37 and a touchdown, even had a rushing attempt. They're playing Seattle this week. So, you know, and they've got running back injuries. They're going to have to throw. They're going to have to score. Samuel's obviously the number one there, but I'm looking for Ayuk to get the ball in his hands quite a bit and have some opportunities to break some big plays this week.
Man, the NFC West is going to have to take a bow after this weekend, because they are going to produce for all of us. We are all going to benefit from watching them. We got Seattle versus San Francisco. We got the Rams versus the Cardinals. Like, what is better than that? They should have Rams Cardinals should be Monday night. Seattle San Francisco should be Sunday night. Let's all enjoy some NFC West playoff football, because that's what this is going to be. We're getting playoff football in the first week of October, and you can't beat that. But I have Brandon Ayuk. I want to say a 2 or 3 in my rosters, and I'm unsettled about starting him, man. So I'm liking what you're saying. It's making me feel a little better about it. I had to start him last week in one league and I benched him in two, and it didn't go too bad. But I feel like this is the type of cat whose price could go up like very, very quickly. So if you're going to buy him low, hopefully this is the week to do it. And we see a surge after this, man. Hopefully he has like a 2 or 3 touchdown day where he just takes some short passes all the way to the house. There's going to be some fireworks out there. I really believe so. With DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, you know, Ayuk, Samuel, Kittle, like this is going to be a very fun game to watch. So
he's only right. 5K on DraftKings too. So you're getting him at a discount this week.
Cannot beat that, man. Cannot beat that. All right. Now time for our lineups. The lineups that we will be playing this week. Mike, you got a FanDuel lineup that you're going to be playing. Let everybody hear.
Okay, so what I'm going to be starting out with is I've got, like I said, I'm very faithful that Matt Ryan's going to get the job done this week against Washington. I'm seeing Jeff Machia's point over there. He said Washington defense has been beyond disappointing. Said it should be interesting if Matt Ryan could put up against them too. Well, do you remember 2 weeks ago when we were talking about Daniel Jones being fantasy relevant? I rest my case. That was against the Washington football team. Everybody's going against them and scoring. I like David Montgomery against Detroit at 7,500. We got Elijah Mitchell. As long as he plays at 5,600, to me, that's a steal.
You think he's going to suit up?
I do really think he's going to suit up. And I feel like I feel like every move that they've made so far has let me know that he is the running back one. Calvin Ridley, of course, to get that stack. I think Corey Davis has himself a good week. You know, trying to catch a Corey Davis week is something I've been able to do fairly consistently ahead of it. I think that everybody's been watching Cooper Kupp do what Cooper Kupp does.
Right.
And I think that includes Buda Baker. So I'm really kind of fading Cooper Kupp this week. And I'm going to throw in Robert Woods against Arizona because I think he's going to be the guy that they're going to have to throw to. I think I just saw Joe Clark's comment right there. He says, watch what you say about dives. Robert Woods versus Arizona. I got Noah Fantastic versus Baltimore. And then I'm closing that out with Derrick Henry in the flex at 10-2. And then Bills versus Houston for my defense to close it out.
Excellent. I wish we had a drop. You know that we need to play that every time Cooper Kupp is mentioned until he falls off the wave.
I agree. I love it. I love it. I think that's going to be this week, unfortunately.
And then we give it to somebody else who's hot.
There you go.
Every time we say their name, we play that drop until they fall off the wave. And we keep
rolling. I got you covered.
All right. That's next week. If he stays on, we get that drop. It's Cooper Kupp's. So MB is in here. MB wants to know, what's up, guys? Goedert, Higbee, or Knox, PPR season long. Man, Goedert has been disappointing. Goedert to me is a lot like Hunter Henry. I was so high on both of them coming out, so talented, but I just keep waiting for them to have the full breakout. Like, they've had good games. It's almost at this point, I think Knox is probably the cheapest of the three, but I also feel like he's tied to an offense that I want pieces in. And I don't think he'll cost me as much. So I might be going with Dawson Knox because I think his ceiling might be higher. I think Dallas Goedert and Higbee have higher floors, but I think Knox has a higher ceiling. What do you guys think?
I agree with that statement 100% that you just said. That's perfectly put. Knox, if you're going for that home run ball. Higbee, if you're going for something a little bit more consistent. And Goddard, I would avoid Goddard myself. I don't like that situation that they're in up there.
Right, right. Now we got a Joey Niblis. I think hopefully I said that right. He needs three to start this week. Robert Woods, Boyd, Marvin Jones, or Cortland Sutton. Marvin Jones is tonight. I'm starting him. Give me that Thursday night guy, Marvin Jones. Think I'm going Sutton. Are we going Boyd, Jones, Sutton? What do you guys think?
I think that's what I'm going. I think I'm going Boyd, Jones, and Sutton. Even though I like Woods this week in my DFS lineup, I like these three better in my redraft.
What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, it's hard to sit Woods, but this week specifically, I already talked about really liking Boyd, so I think I'm on the same page with you guys there.
Right, and I'm almost just kind of caught up in the fact that it's Thursday night, so maybe Woods is a little safer than Jones, but it's
right.
Thursday night.
Players in there Thursday night, man. I just want to play.
I want to, and it worked out for me last week getting, you know, DJ Moore and Darnold in there, man, and hopefully it works out for me again. All right, Jeff Macchia. How do you like Christian Kirk in a value play for 6,000 on FanDuel? So I'm more familiar with DraftKings. What is 6,000 compared to, what'd you say?
Pretty medium across the board. I think your guys ended about 4,500, 4,000, at least the name guys. I know you can get them for like 35. I feel like Christian Kirk, until he proves otherwise, is a guy that you got to get out there. He's getting, you know, he's not getting a huge amount of targets, but the targets that he's getting are very important and very impactful. So until that changes, I'm putting Christian Kirk in my lineup. I think that's a great play. I like it. That's 6,000.
That brings I'm sorry.
Just especially it's a shootout game, right? If they're home against San Francisco, maybe I don't like Kirk so much, but against the Rams, it's just going to be fireworks. So I'm all for Kirk.
So my lineup is DraftKings, and I have a guy in there that's probably, you know, similar to Christian Kirk in a sense, and that's Hunter Renfro. So I have him in my flex at 4,600. If you're looking at another low-cost play, I think, you know, Hunter Renfro, he's getting like 9, 10 targets a week, 6, 7 receptions, and that's just solid volume, you know, and that's – you don't want to miss, you know. And if you can get a 4,600 guy on DraftKings and know you're getting 12 to 14 points, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. So my lineup, I mentioned it earlier, I got Joe Burrow versus Jacksonville, 5,900. Jonathan Taylor, I said, is my bounce back player of the week. I'm throwing him in my lineup. Miami at 6,300. David Montgomery, who Mike said is going to go off this week, I got him in my lineup at 5,800. Amari Cooper, I hinted at it earlier. I think it's going to be a Dak week, man. I think it's possible. Amari Cooper's been quiet. Dak's been quiet. I'm hoping for an Amari Cooper monster performance in week four. He had one in week one, so he's been kind of laying below. I think he's going to pop up this week. Jamar Chase, I said I'm stacking him, so at 5,900 versus Jacksonville. And Odell Beckham Jr. at Minnesota, 5,800. We got two LSU guys. I think Justin Jefferson was the dude Odell was giving money to after LSU won the national championship, if you guys remember that. So him and Justin Jefferson now are going to be on the same field. And I think there's going to be some fireworks. If you watch Toilets Titles on Tuesday Note, or if you go to toiletstitles.com and look at my starts and sits, I got OBJ as my first wide receiver start of the week this week. So I'm definitely starting him there. Darren Waller, who I said earlier, I'm paying up for him, 7,100 at the LA Chargers. Hunter Renfrow, who I just mentioned at the LA Chargers, 4,600. So that's two Raiders. So Rich better like that because I'm playing his Raiders this week. And then finally, my Cowboys defense versus Carolina, 2,600. That's very low. Like 2,600, I want to say they're like the 18th defense cost-wise, and they've been hot. I you know, they might let up a few points, but they don't have Christian McCaffrey this week. I know they can pass Carolina, but I think Dallas is going to get some turnovers. I think they're going to sack the quarterback, and I'm not expecting huge numbers, but at 2,600, you know, if they could get a pick six or a fumble return for a touchdown, it's going to pay up for itself. So that is my lineup. Joe's saying that he picked up Renfrow where he could this week. I like it, Joe. Great minds think alike. All right. From one Joe to another. Joe, what lineup are you playing this week, man?
All right. First of all, I'm excited this week because if I remember last week, we had a lot of overlap in our lineups. And I'm feeling like this week it's the opposite. So it's going to be interesting to see who panned out. But on FanDuel, we've talked about him. I'm going Dak. I think Dak's going to have a big week this week. I know Carolina's been tough. You know, he's 7,700 on FanDuel too. And I feel like that there's some value there based on the guys who are ahead of him in the 8,000. So I like Dak. I am going Derrick Henry. That is one spot where we have some overlap this week. It's the 10-2 against the Jets, but it's the Jets. He's going to go off. I don't think anybody's going to deny that. My cheaper play of the week is coming at that RB2 spot. I'm going Hines in Indianapolis against Miami. He's looking like a little bit of a security blanket in the passing game for Brissett. So if I can squeeze out 10 to 15, one big
for play. For Brissett, that's a Freudian slip. Because Brissett's now in Miami.
Miami.
So it's, you know, they're playing Miami. You're thinking Brissett. I get it.
I am. Thank you.
Wentz.
Yeah, that's
Wentz.
A good teammate.
Same.
Wide receivers, Davante Adams. I know they're playing Pitt, tough defense, but Chase had a nice week against Pitt last week. Packers are clicking on all cylinders. Adams is only 8,100. He's a little cheaper than Hill and a couple other guys. Waddle. So now I'll go to Brissett. He'll be throwing the Waddle. He's been using them as a security blanket. Yeah. Home against Indy, 5,400. And then the other one we talked about, Corey Davis. And it's not really any reason other than the fact that I feel like these wide receivers, when they go up against their former team for the first time, I'll go back to DeSean Jackson. He screwed Philly when he went to Washington. He screwed Washington when he went back to wherever. And I feel like Corey Davis is going to do the same thing and really put it to his former team, 5,700. I'm going to ride the Schultz wave at tight end for the Cowboys. He was the star last week for them on Thursday night. He's only 5,000, or on Sunday night, I should say. He's only 5,000 this week against Carolina. Gives me the opportunity to flex Kelsey, 8,200. We've talked about him. Must win for KC against that weak Philly defense. And then I am going to pick on Carson Wentz in that Indianapolis offense by taking that Miami defense at 4K to round out the lineup for the week.
Man, I should have put Dalton Schultz on my wave. You know, so every time we mention the wave, we're going to use that drop, that surf and drop. So every time. So Schultz, he's worthy of it. You know, we got Cups worthy of it. We got Chase is worthy of it. So every time we mention it, I feel like I let Schultz down. But I guess maybe I didn't want to be a homer this week. But anybody have anything to say before we cut it loose and go watch some Thursday Night Football? Oh, our lips are tied, man. I think we're good. So everybody listening at home, I hope we help you win some money this week. Tune in weekly Thursday night. We go live around 7:40. We cut out right by the time Thursday Night Football kicks off. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. It'll be in the show notes. All right, if you go to Toilets of Titles on Twitter, at Toilets of Titles or ToiletsofTitles.com, you'll be able to find our YouTube channel there. Or you can just search Toilets of Titles in YouTube and find us. Subscribe, hit the bell. You'll be alerted every single time one of our shows go live, and we have a lot of them. Throughout the week, we have 8 total. I described them earlier in the episode. We hope to see you. all the guys that were in here this evening. We really appreciate you. I love the interaction. I love all the questions. It makes that show a lot more fun. When we could talk about what we're planning on talking about, we can also have spontaneous conversation. That stuff is great. So this show is better because of you guys this evening. We appreciate you. Tune in next week. Hope you guys win this week. Go win some money, all right? And then have yourself a big dinner Sunday night when you're enjoying some Sunday night football. We'll catch you all later on. Take care.